You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
Aotearoa is currently dealing with the devastating impacts of two consecutive extreme weather events, flooding followed by Cyclone Gabrielle. This week, I asked Karen about the government's initial cyclone emergency response, which includes funding for people, businesses and councils affected by Cyclone Gabrielle, emergency repairs to get essential transport networks operating, and appointing lead cyclone recovery ministers for affected areas, and Grant Robertson as the new cyclone recovery minister. I then asked Chua about Auckland Pride's calls for gender-affirming healthcare to be more accessible for irawhiti and trans people. Here is that interview. So what do you think about the government's response to the cyclone so far?
Oh, look, I mean, this is an event that I'm sure none of us were expecting, even up until a couple of hours before it hit these areas. I think we realise now how vulnerable we are when these sorts of things happen, and our connectivity to the outside world can be cut off so easily. And I feel that as part of the recovery process, that this is something that we need to concentrate on, making sure that people have their connectivity back and are able to express the needs of their community to the government and have that face-to-face kind of talk with the government about exactly what their community needs. And I think that's what they're trying to do with Grant Robertson becoming a minister specifically for that issue.
You've been involved with some communities affected by Cyclone Gabrielle. What are they wanting to see from the government to help them get back on their feet?
Oh, look, I've got family in that affected area, and there's a whole lot of issues going on, whether it be from having access to the outside world by road, or even just by internet or telephone. So I think those are the first things that we need to concentrate on. Have people been able to have access to the basics at least, which means being able to find places to get food and the resources they need to survive for the next couple of weeks while things are being decided and where we go forward from there. I think part of the recovery process is really having a re-look at how we are going to rebuild and how we're going to do that quickly and efficiently. And we really need to look at our immigration process in this area. We may need to create a recovery visa, which would allow persons from a visa waiver country who can already come here on a work visa or a holiday for 3 months, allowing them to just come in and work for 6 months in this recovery area if they have the specialised skills, and making sure that we can process these visas quickly so we can get up and running and rebuilding these cities.
The Climate Change Minister, James Shaw, has said that these extreme weather events are the consequence of our lack of action surrounding climate change. What do you think about this assertion?
Look, I think we do have to be aware of climate change, and we have to be aware that these weather events are going to happen. But we also have to be aware that we need to be a nation that can afford to go forward with policies that are good for the environment but also good for the country. And so it's finding that middle ground where we're not creating policies that make our country less wealthy, so we can't afford to do the things that need to be done.
Shaw has said that there's a need for bipartisanship on this issue and on potential climate adaptation legislation that all parties can agree on. So is this something that ACT would be willing to negotiate on, and how would your party want to help people adapt to the impacts of the climate crisis?
Yeah, look, ACT is always willing to listen to alternatives that are brought to the table, and we look forward to hearing the ideas that come forth from all parties in this area, and we're always willing to sit down and have a discussion and a conversation. Depending on what's brought forward is depending on how we'd react to that, but we're always willing to sit forward and sit down and have those conversations.
There's been some discussion happening with a Nationalist NP about whether climate change has been caused or been accelerated by humans. Is this something that ACT recognises?
Yeah, I mean, we do recognise that things are changing and that we have to be aware that stuff like this is going to happen and be ready for it and ready to recover from it.
And so what do you think that the government or any incoming government can learn from our response to the recent cyclone and flooding?
Hey, look, there's a lot of devastation going on out there at the moment, and we haven't heard it all. I mean, it comes from areas where full towns have been completely devastated to some places it's just pockets. And until we get a better understanding of where the damage is and how bad it is, and actually hear from the ground, we can't really preempt that discussion. But there is a lot we can do to make communities feel safer in situations like this. We found the same happened in Christchurch when it came to people feeling safe in an environment where there is no power and no connectivity, and when things go wrong around crime and intimidation, that people are feeling safe. And I think that's an area that we need to do better in.
The next topic I wanted to mention was some recent rallies and calls to action that have been happening during Pride Month, but I wanted to particularly focus on the trans rights rally because they had some quite specific calls to action. So this Auckland Pride and their supporters are calling on the government to make gender-affirming healthcare more accessible. Is this issue something that the ACT Party plans to engage with this election year?
Yeah, so I mean, I understand the frustration in that area, and a lot of it is to do with not having the resources available to actually provide those services, and this has been an issue for quite a long time. We can chuck more money into gender-affirming surgeries and areas like that, but unless we have the skilled surgeons in that area to actually perform these surgeries, they're not going to happen. And so, I mean, it falls under the whole aspect of our healthcare system at the moment. We have people on waiting lists for all kinds of different reasons that are waiting way longer than they should for surgeries and for healthcare needs that really should be dealt with a lot faster. And I understand that it can be quite traumatic knowing that you're getting referred for a lot of these services and it's taking a long time to be seen. So I do sympathise with that, and I do think we need to do better. And part of that is, again, down to immigration, allowing skilled workers to come into this country so that we have the resources to be able to provide those services to the trans community.
So would ACT then prioritise ensuring that there are enough resources in our healthcare system to be able to make these surgeries more accessible?
Well, it's the healthcare system overall. So I had a look into this when it was brought to my attention, and I saw at one stage that some of the surgeries weren't even able to happen because we only had one surgeon in New Zealand that was capable of doing the surgery, and they retired. And so that surgery had to be done overseas, and we were sending people overseas to get the surgery done, which then makes the risk higher and the complications higher for these people. So it's about searching all those skill sets and encouraging those people with the skills to come to New Zealand and be able to have those surgeries here. And we have that in many different areas of the healthcare system, and the trans community is one of them. And I do feel if we deal with the healthcare system overall in the same way, that the trans community will benefit.
Another call from advocates is that they want to lower the age required to legally change one's own name to 16. Is this something that the ACT Party would support?
Sorry, could you just repeat that for me?
No worries. So another call to action that they've asked for is to lower the age legally required to change your name, your legally recognised name, down to 16. Currently that's 18. Is this something that the ACT Party would support?
Oh, look, this is something that I haven't actually had a discussion with my party about. It's an interesting concept, and I will take that forward and see what my party has to say around that. Like I said, we're always willing to have these discussions, and that is something that I think it would be good to take back to my caucus and have a chat about.
And Auckland Pride has wanted to raise awareness about transphobia in Aotearoa. Is this something that the ACT Party sees as an issue?
Look, I'm fortunate enough to not have witnessed this kind of thing occurring, and I'm not saying it doesn't occur. And it saddens me to think that it is happening. I think we need to be a lot more careful with how we treat each other in this country. And if that is happening, I'm very disappointed and I'm saddened by that. And I think people have a right to be who they want to be. And that I completely condemn anybody that is behaving in that way.
So what then would your party propose to address this issue that they've raised?
You know, people need to stand up in our communities as well and take some responsibility when we witness things like this happening and we see it happening around us. We need to stand beside each other and look out for each other and let people know that that's just unacceptable and that that's not the way that everybody thinks and it's not the correct way to behave and act.
Trans advocates have called these healthcare messages like gender-affirming surgeries, as well as funding trans medication as being life-saving. Do you think that it's acceptable that currently not everyone that needs these measures are able to access them?
Yeah, so I find that I had a real good look at this because I was just wondering how big this issue actually was. And it comes down to resources and having enough people within the industry to be able to do this. And I understand for some people this can be real life-changing and life-saving. And I will not play that down because, I mean, there'd be nothing worse than feeling like you can't be who you need to be. So I had a look at the waiting list and they're right. It is a long time to wait. And the waiting list has gone up 77%, the referrals for this kind of care has gone up 77% in the last 2 years. But the amount of surgeries is not really changing. Only about 10 are happening a year. And so, again, it comes down to bringing in the people into this country and encouraging the skilled workers to come here and perform these surgeries here. And that comes down to our skilled immigration.
And just lastly, would ACT support removing the cosmetic label on surgeries like breast augmentation and facial feminization surgery for trans people?
Yeah, so that's another one that I really struggle to comment on that because I don't really have enough knowledge in that area. This is outside kind of my specialty. Don't have enough knowledge to really comment on that issue there. I have heard this is an issue in other areas as well, and this may be something that the health sector needs to look into.
That was the ACT Party's Karen Chaw speaking about the government's initial response to Cyclone Gabrielle and Auckland Pride's calls for gender-affirming healthcare to be more accessible for Irawhiti and trans people.
That was our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chaw.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.